Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everyone, to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Sam. Thank you all for being here. I'm very excited to get into this. And today we have a video that talks about food, and more specifically food in Japan and how that affects your body, how that affects your weight. I'm sure we've all learned from experience how food can affect your weight. I definitely know that I often will gain or lose weight depending on where I am. And I'm sure everyone has had the experience where you go on vacation and gain some weight. So if you have a story, if you have a related experience, please let us know down in the comments. And over here, we're going to get started with our challenge today. So here's our sentence, or our sentences, I should say. I understand that, of course, there are healthy restaurants here and there in America, and you can make a really healthy meal with ingredients from the supermarket. But when it comes to cheap, convenient, and quick food, it's almost always quite unhealthy. And if anyone has been to the US, I'm sure they will know this. And I'm from Canada, and unfortunately it is a pretty similar situation, that cheap food and food that is convenient and that you can get quickly, like fast food, it is 9 times out of 10, it is pretty unhealthy. But that is changing. Healthy food is slowly getting cheaper and more convenient. And of course, there are many different ways to define what healthy food is. And I think that's probably the bigger trend these days, is not if there is healthy food, but how one defines healthy food. But anyway, I won't get into too many details because we've got to start talking about our vocabulary for today. So let's get right into it. So first word we have is healthy. Healthy. I'll talk about these three words together. So we have healthy, health, and unhealthy. So healthy is an adjective, and we can use the word healthy to describe a lot of different things. You can say a person is healthy. That means that maybe they eat lots of things that are good for them and they go exercise and stuff like that. You can say a certain lifestyle is healthy. That means, you know, considering all different aspects of your life, you are overall doing healthy things, including eating and exercise and all that. And you can have a healthy lifestyle. Also, food itself can be healthy, right? If you say, you know, French fries are not healthy and salads are healthy, you can describe food. And this all applies the same way to unhealthy. So unhealthy just means not healthy. It's the opposite, right? Actually, I should say unhealthy doesn't only mean not healthy, but it means it's bad for you, right? It's almost like negative healthy. So you could say French fries are unhealthy. It doesn't just mean that they don't do good. It also means that they do bad for you. And of course, you could say smoking is unhealthy, you know, like a habit or a thing or a lifestyle. All those things can be healthy or unhealthy. But when it comes to the word health, we're just saying the word health, that is a noun. And of course, something can't be health because you must use an adjective to describe it. So if you want to use the word health, you could say, I focus a lot on my health. Or you can split that up into different kinds of health. You could talk about your physical health. You could talk about your mental health or anything else like that. So when you use health, make sure it is a noun. Next, we have ingredient, component, and peace. Ingredient, component, and peace. So for the word ingredient, I should say these all have the meaning of being a part of something. However, there are some differences. So in the case of ingredient, we usually talk about ingredients in food. So for example, if you want to buy something and you want to know what's in it, let's say you want to buy, I don't know, cereal or noodles or a candy bar, you can look on the back and read the ingredients, right? That's everything that's inside of that thing that has been added. And ingredient can be used for other things, but in most cases, it refers to food. It means the things that are in some kind of food, right? It could be the ingredients for a recipe, or it could just be reading off the package. And then we have component and piece. So a component, when you hear the word component, it should make you think of something as being part of a whole, right? So you could say, that something is a very important component of something else, right? Or you could say that something is composed of different components, right? So composed of would be the verb, right? The verb form. If something is composed of different things, it means it has many different components, right? Different parts. And finally, we have piece. A piece. And a piece can have the same meaning of component in that it is part of something bigger. But piece places less emphasis on the whole thing. Piece is sort of a more independent thing. So component kind of makes you think that this thing is a part of a larger thing. Whereas piece doesn't have as much of that connection. Also for piece, you can talk about other things that you can't with component. So for example, you can have a piece of cake or, you know, a piece of something else with food or other things. If you say, yeah, I want a piece of cake, but you can't say, I want a component of cake. It just, yeah, that sounds kind of strange. Next, we have convenient, inconvenient, and convenience. So watch the emphasis. We have convenient, inconvenient, and convenience. So just like I talked about healthy, health, and unhealthy, convenient and inconvenient are adjectives. So first, something can be convenient, right? You can say, oh, I find 7-Eleven very convenient. That means you find it convenient to go there and buy things and do whatever you have to do there. You could also say a place is convenient. For example, you could say, New York City is very busy, but it is very convenient. And maybe you're saying that because it has a good subway system, or maybe there's lots of food that's easy to buy, or, you know, whatever. So that's a place can also be convenient. You don't really use, convenient to describe people or anything like that. It's usually for like a place, an environment, a thing, an action. Those can be convenient. And then we have inconvenient, right? So I won't talk too much about this. It's just the opposite. So you could say, I love my hometown, but it's very inconvenient. You know, maybe because, let's say if you live in a small town, maybe you need to drive all the time. Or maybe they don't have many public services. Maybe you have to drive somewhere to get to the bank, or who knows, right? So you could say it's inconvenient. And finally, we have convenience. Convenience. And convenience is the noun form. So remember, you can't say Taiwan is very convenient, or you can't say Bermuda is very convenient, right? It can be convenient, but you can say many people like, and then whatever place. So many people like Taiwan because of its convenience. You can say that. Or you could say Canadian people place a great emphasis on convenience. Or, you know, Europeans don't worry much about convenience. These aren't necessarily true, by the way. I'm just giving examples. So that's using convenience as a noun. Finally, we have quite, rather, and pretty. And why am I giving these examples? Well, so in the video, the word quite was used. And I often hear many language learners, many English learners, overuse the words very and really. So the reason I'm sharing these is so that you can have a little bit of a variety when you want to describe things, what, you know, the degree of something. So for example, if you want to say something is very big, you could also say it is quite big. Or if something is very spicy, you could also say it is quite spicy. Or, you know, someone is very pretty, you could say she is rather pretty. You don't have to say very pretty or really pretty. And you may know, so we're looking at the words rather and pretty. So actually, I just used that example. So for the word rather, it also has the other meaning of prefer, right? You could say, I would like to go to the Bahamas, but I would rather go to Cuba. That means I would be happy to go to the Bahamas, but I want to go to Cuba even more. I would prefer going to Cuba, right? You can say rather like that. That is not this meaning of rather. Rather also has the meaning of very or really, that kind of meaning, right? So you could say, yeah, she is rather tall or anything like that. And then our last one, pretty. Of course, pretty has the meaning of being, you know, very beautiful, very good looking. But pretty can also mean very, or rather, or quite, right? You could say, how big is it? It's pretty big. That means it's quite big. It's rather big. I should also say that quite, rather, and pretty, in most cases, are maybe not as exaggerated as something like very or really. You could think of it as being a slightly lower degree. So, for example, you could say, you know, if someone says it's rather big, and then someone says it's very big sounds bigger than rather big, right? Of course, these things are all based on feelings. People may have different perceptions of how big something is or how whatever something is, depending on the words you use. But in general, I find that very, really, extremely, those sorts of words are more exaggerated, you know, represent a higher degree than quite, rather, or pretty. And that is it for vocabulary today. I will read our sentences one more time and we'll wrap it up for today. I understand that, of course, there are healthy restaurants here and there in America, and you can make a really healthy meal with ingredients from the supermarket. But when it comes to cheap, convenient, and quick food, it's almost always quite unhealthy. And that is all we have for today. Thank you all very much for listening. Let me know down in the comments, have you been to America and or Japan? If you've been to either one or both, please let me know. And what did you think of the food there? Specifically about the convenience and the price and the speed and everything like that. I'm curious to hear what your observations were in those places. That is all for today. Thank you one final time for listening. My name is Sam, and I'll see you all on the next one. Bye.